Substituting for Officer Jack McLam on Tuesday, the 26th of July, 2005. Well, you might be wondering, who is John Moore? Well, Jack has the evening off. I am substituting for Jack this evening. So who's John Moore? Well, I investigated my first murder in the fall of 1973. I'm in my 33rd year as a homicide detective, private investigator, security specialist. You can read my bio and see my photograph at my website, thelibertyman.com. Just like Officer McLam, I've spent most of my adult life involved in serious matters that have serious consequences. Not only law enforcement, but also military matters. I'm also a veteran of Vietnam. I was an intelligence analyst in psychological warfare, also an intelligence analyst in special forces, and an intelligence NCO on a special forces A team. So as the old saying goes, I've been around the block a couple of times. This is a live call-in show, ladies and gentlemen. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. There's a book I want to point out that's on sale at the rbnlive.com website. One-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. If you want to know what's going on in the United States these days, this is an excellent place to start. If you have children of draft age or grandchildren of draft age, or if, in fact, you yourself or a friend of yours is draft age, you need to have this book to understand why the draft will soon be started. This is imperative. One-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. Excellent book. Will bring you up to speed on what's going on in the world, why the Bush family, this president in particular, is doing what he's doing, how he's doing it, what the goals are. This is very important. One-way ticket to Crawford, Texas by Carl Schwartz, available at rbnlive.com. A lot of things going on in the news. A lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth over terrorism, over the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan. We had military commanders only 5 or 6 weeks ago saying that we had a grip on the bombing incidents. Well, obviously it's not the case. They're worse than they've ever been and continue to get worse. First break coming up, the toll-free number is 800-313-9443.
Are you one of of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning, hit the snooze a few too many times, need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore substituting for Officer Jack McLam on Tuesday, the 26th day of July, 2005. I know we have a large audience of law enforcement officers out there. Gentlemen, I've been in there with you for a long time myself. This is, as I said, my 33rd year investigating crimes and other serious matters. Most important thing for you ladies and gentlemen who carry the badge is to remember your sacred oath of office to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That is the most important thing to remember, the most important thing to do. For you ladies and gentlemen in military uniform, that is also the most important thing to remember. Even if it means your pension and your career goes down the tubes, saying the right thing and doing the right thing to support the Constitution of the United States is where the rubber meets the road. There aren't many men and women who would do that. We saw recently, after 9/11, I personally met Special Agent Robert Wright, FBI. He kissed his career goodbye to say the right thing and do the right thing and report what he knew publicly about the Justice Department failure to issue arrest warrants to arrest known associates of Hamas. There aren't many men and women who will do that, most people in the police and most people in the military will keep their mouth shut and preserve their career and preserve their pension rather than do the right thing. It's difficult. It's not easy. I know that. But that is the right thing to do. This is a live call-in show, ladies and gentlemen. We certainly look for your calls and appreciate your calls at 800-313-9443. A lot of concern these days about public transit in the United States, of course, as well as England and other developed nations that have large public transit systems. Obviously, the United States is a prime target of terrorism, as is England. Our public transportation systems are at risk. I was just a few minutes ago heard an interview with a person in New York in charge of the New York Transit Authority talking about how important he thought the public awareness and employee awareness was for alerting the proper authorities to what might be a terrorist threat. Of course that's the case. It's always been the case. We've had, over the decades, many, many major crimes solved by private citizens who did the right thing at the right time. This TV show, America's Most Wanted, of course, has brought many civilians into the picture of identifying suspects attempting to get by with an alias. So there is a place for private citizens to do the right thing, to be aware of their surroundings and report suspicious activities. If it's 90 degrees and you see a healthy, what appears to be a healthy young male wearing winter type clothing, yeah, the right thing to do is call the police. That's very bizarre behavior. Now, perhaps that person has a health concern that makes them abnormally cold due to poor circulation or some other thing. That is so unusual and so bizarre, however, that if I saw what appeared to be a healthy young male wearing winter-type clothing when it's 90 degrees, I think I just might call the police, especially if this was in a situation where public transit was involved. Absolutely. We've had tragic incidents over the past few decades in these larger cities where women have been violently and brutally assaulted on a warm summer night where people had their windows open and nobody did the right thing. Nobody made the phone call. Hopefully these times have changed. Hopefully Americans will do the right thing and step up and meet the challenge of calling the police when the police need to be called. I hope you all will do that. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And we have Lamar in Texas. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
What's
How
on your mind
this evening?
Real good.
Good. I served in the first Gulf War, and I teach world history in a high school here in Texas, and it's becoming, I've just gotten back from my honeymoon, and I devoured three books all about this Middle East crisis, this war that we're in the Middle East, and approached it from three different scenarios. And I'm going to tell you something that's occurred to me, and I'm not sure if it's occurred to other people, but we are now, if it's not coming, and I think we're already in it, we're in a war of cultures. And it's that simple. And we're the craziest nation that's ever been. We want things that we want, and yet when we take them, we want people still to like us. I listened to a comment last hour, and it made the most sense to me. The guy said, a simple litmus test is this. People choose to blow themselves up. Occupation is what does that. If a country is occupied, then people are willing to blow themselves up, willing to make that extreme ultimate sacrifice. I believe that we're in Iraq for the oil. I believe that. I believe all this stuff about terrorism is a bunch of baloney. I have no patience for the people who say, well, 9/11 wasn't carried out by Muslims, or it was. Who cares? Muslims, the vast majority, hate us for our foreign policy. And our foreign policy is based on our energy requirements. Now, why won't we tell the truth about that? Who cares if Muslims hijacked a plane or didn't hijack a plane, wrecked planes into buildings or didn't? Are we liked for our foreign policy, which says we must continue to see our country grow based on the consumption of energy resources? And those energy resources today are oil. We're in a war of cultures because of that need for energy. Now, obviously, I think what we need to do, get off oil as soon as possible. I think we're making strides towards that. But they're not going to like us. They don't care about us bringing democracy to their country. They don't care about any of that. We are occupiers. We are foreigners in a foreign land, and they don't like that. Much as we wouldn't like it if another country came to our country and occupied it, no matter what reason they gave.
Lamar, let me expand a little bit. Since you're a professional, you teach this for a living, let me kind of give you a couple of things to ponder a little bit here. First of all, have you heard the term, a lot of our government officials, vice president, and so forth, refer to foreign fighters coming to Iraq? You've heard that term?
They're called foreign fighters? Or
yes, sir. Have you heard that term from our national leaders?
Yes.
Where do these foreign fighters come from? What countries?
If they're not from Iraq, which I read the Yosef Badansky book, or I'm about halfway through it now, if they're not coming from Iraq, then they're coming from a nation directly contiguous with Iraq. In other words, they're coming from Iran, they're coming from Saudi Arabia, they're coming with...
Saudi Arabia.
A fundamentally culturally non-different country.
Well, Lamar, let me just list these countries. Saudi Arabia, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Yemen, and so forth.
Egypt.
Okay. Now, Lamar, for 500 years, all these countries were one country, up until 80 years ago, when Europeans came there and split up that one country and created all the other countries that we're talking about.
Yes, the Sykes-Picot Agreement.
Yeah, and all the people that live in the Middle East know this. They know their own history.
Yes.
And for 500 years, Lamar, you could be born in Egypt, marry a woman from Lebanon, and live in Saudi Arabia, and so forth. And these people have cousins, aunts, and uncles spread out over all these countries for the above stated reasons.
Yes, absolutely.
It would be just like if a European power, say Germany, had come here in 1918 and we lost the war. My cousin in California, or my aunt and uncle in New York, I wouldn't consider them foreigners.
No.
And this is how, when you say a cultural war, Lamar, you're absolutely hitting it right on the head. We are so deep into a culture we don't understand, referring to people from Egypt as foreign fighters, they're probably scratching their heads in Iraq and thinking, these are my aunts, uncles, and cousins. They're not foreigners.
You're calling me foreign?
Right, no. Exactly.
And
exactly.
So, you know, when Attila the Hun came to a city, he wanted that city. He made no bones about it. He said, I want that city. If I have the power to take it, I'll take it, and I will do with it what I will. That city has two choices. They can surrender, or they can stand up. If they stand up and fight me, I'll kill everyone.
Right. And that was well known. His reputation preceded him.
Yes, and then that was what allowed him to take many cities when the Mongols...
Without a shot being fired, Charles.
750,000 people. Now,
right, without a shot being fired, yeah.
We Americans want what we want out of this region. You can talk all the livelong day about, we're trying to bring democracy.
Hold on to the break. Lamar, we got a break. Hold on, please.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore substituting for Officer Jack McWham on Tuesday, the 26th day of July. And Lamar and I are having a bit of a conversation here about this crisis in the Middle East. You still there, Lamar?
Yes, sir, I sure am.
Where did we leave off?
Well, we left off with, for instance, Genghis Khan's foreign policy. If he wanted a city, he took it. And he didn't particularly care how the inhabitants of that city or the inhabitants of his own kingdom felt about it. Now, we as Americans are so sentimental that we want to take your city, your natural resources, but we want you to like us for it. If we're there for oil, and fundamentally, aren't we? Because you can't tell me that it's worth sending my son or daughter so that the Iraqis have democracy. If they want democracy, they can have democracy on their own. My son, my daughter, my cousin, my father, my whatever, doesn't need to die for that.
Hold on, Lamar. A month before we invaded, the Hussein dictatorship was handing out fully automatic weapons, AK-47s, out the backs of trucks to anybody who wanted them. Now, if he was having such an oppressive regime, I've never heard of a dictatorship, an oppressive dictatorship, handing out machine guns to the general population. I've never heard of that. I also know that that country, the country of Iraq, before invasion, had the most religious freedom in that part of the world. About 250,000 Christians openly practicing Christianity with no government interference, no government harassment. Now try to do that in our ally, Saudi Arabia, and see how far you get.
Women's rights as well, just to back up what you're saying, women's rights as well, higher education, access to health care. I fought Saddam Hussein's army. I'm no apologist or no fan of Saddam Hussein.
Right.
But let's
here's what here's I'll tell you the mistake he made, Lamar. And shortly after 9/11, he changed the way his oil was sold. He made his oil convertible into euros instead of convertible into dollars. That's when he signed his death warrant, right there.
Mm.
That's what he did.
We're there for oil, fundamentally. All this, in my opinion...
I'm not disagreeing with you, but the...
Then why don't we say that? Why don't we say...
It's not politically correct. Congress said why we're there. We're there to find non-existent weapons of mass destruction. The congressional authority to go to war was to find what was going to be nuclear weapons used against us. That was the congressional authority. And they didn't exist then. They never existed.
Okay. But that means then that there was a real reason that they were hiding. And that real reason, it does not take a conspiracy theorist to realize. The real reason is, hey, here's a country. We can kick him out. He's not all that popular of a guy. Nobody really likes him. If we go in there and we take him out, Rumsfeld felt, the people will dance in the street, enjoy. And then there was a second step, and join us.
Right.
They did the first, and we're never going
to do the second. Just like Paris in the summer of 1945. Oh, yeah, give me a break.
So we're there for oil. Why don't we just say we're there for oil and take the oil and forget about whether or not? And if we're not willing to do that, then we need to remove ourselves. And if what then we're going to do is, no, we're going to purchase the oil, then why is our army there? Why does our army need to be there? The other point on this is we're there to spread democracy. What happens, as you said, when 95% of the people agree, yes, we have an elected democracy, and we have elected people who all say, we, the duly elected individuals, want you, America, out.
Well,
are we still going to support that regime?
Well, I think they're saying that every day with their bombs, aren't they? We want you out.
Well, yes, but that we can get away with saying, well, that's what the terrorists want.
The foreign
until
fighters.
They have, but until they have a duly elected representative, but you know, the second they have a duly elected representative, they're going to say, thank you for helping me become duly elected. Get out.
They're real close to saying that now, by the way. They're right at the edge. The guy we wanted elected did not get elected.
Of course not. Why would he? Hasn't he probably been living in the lap of American-sponsored luxury?
Well, he's been in
the
West for like two decades, yeah. But,
And living on the American dole. The funny thing is, even from what I'm reading from Vodansky and many others, even Ahmed Chalabi is way more in bed with the Iranians. The Iranians and al-Qaeda are working together. That's not particularly a conspiracy. They're working together to kick the occupiers, the crusaders, the oppressors.
We are the crusaders.
That's us.
If you live in that part of the world, we are the crusaders. There's no doubt in their minds.
That's us. And they're saying they're willing to work together to kick us out. And the people are saying, we don't really care so much about power. What I mean by power, we don't care so much about electricity. We don't care about running water. We do. Those things would be nice. But what we care about funding, what we care about supporting, is anybody who will pick up a gun, a bomb, and fight the occupiers.
That's right.
Now,
the Christian occupiers.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
There's one other issue. I may be getting slightly off topic here, but it was, can we look at just for a second a logical argument? There are two countries, one large.
We got to wrap this up, Lamar.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. This has been a joy.
I know. It was a great call, and we appreciate your call, Lamar. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore substituting for Officer Jack McClam on Tuesday, the 26th day of July. This show typically gets into law enforcement matters and law enforcement topics. And, of course, we welcome those questions. We welcome any call from any uniformed officer, male or female, with any question or comment they may have regarding the conditions on the streets of America these days, the status of law enforcement in America these days, what's going on with training, tactics, equipment in law enforcement. American law enforcement, and early in my career I saw this starting to happen, the militarization of American law enforcement, militarization in terms of training, tactics, and equipment. It doesn't take much to get a healthy 25-year-old male in law enforcement interested in wearing military-type clothing and engaging in what we call adventure training, whether it be rappelling or close-quarters combat training or any other military-type training. It doesn't take much to get a healthy young male, and of course many of you gals also, I know, interested in such matters. It's always important, however, to remember the separation between law enforcement and the military to make sure that one doesn't get involved in the other. We have on hold Sam from Missouri. Are you there, Sam?
I am here, John. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Excellent. What's in your mind?
Good. Listen, good hearing you on Jack's program tonight. And just want to comment for Lamar's benefit. He opened up kind of a can of worms with the topic he was talking about. He needs to understand also that this whole issue of oil over there is a phony situation, too. And all you need to do to learn a little bit more of the background on that is Lindsay Williams' book, Non-Energy Crisis, is what I, if I remember correctly, that's the title of it. But anyway, just do a search on the net for Lindsay Williams, Energy Non-Crisis is what the book is called. And, in that, he talks about his days in the 70s as being a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline and how that oil is purposely being withheld from us here in the United States, forcing us to be reliant on foreign oil.
I always heard that it wasn't, it was a heavy crude, and they shipped to Japan for that reason, because it wasn't a light crude. Is that not accurate?
I'm not exactly sure of that whole story either, but the point of the matter is that at one time we used to rely on our own oil over here. I mean, not only is that capped off up there, but we also have oil rigs, you know, down in Texas and places like that that are capped off too. And you know, the thing is, I'm just hoping that a lot of people don't just buy into this whole issue of peak oil, because there is oil in other places we could get besides going over there.
Well, according to Professor James McKinney, Cornell University, formerly, he says they found pools of oil at the bottom of some of these oceans, like the Caspian Sea. They're so large that they can barely calculate the volume of oil that's there.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And that because of these discoveries, they stopped searching for oil about 10 years ago, that since these volumes of newly found crude are so vast.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, I mean, one of the things that, and I know you and I have discussed this even when I've had you on our broadcast, is the whole issue that whether it's the issue of global warming or whatever, man is not going to make a big dent in a lot of this stuff. I mean, the universe is always renewing itself, you know. And, you know, but see, yet on the other hand, you've got a lot of these people promoting this peak oil concept and, you know, and just, you know, and of course, you know, the whole issue.
The concept of peak oil is a very seductive and very attractive concept in theory until you start finding out more about what's really going on.
Right. And the other thing that really drives me up the walls is the whole issue of democracy. Our politicians are promoting that attitude over here that we're a democracy and we're supposed to be a republic. And
well, to our founding fathers, the word democracy was virtually a curse word.
Absolutely.
It was. And they did everything they could to try to prevent our country from ever becoming a democracy.
Yeah, and then look where we are today. They'd almost be rolling over in their graves if they could know what was going on.
Absolutely.
And see, the thing is, the whole concept of a democracy is if 10 of us decide we're going to come down and rob your house or something, you know, the majority rules in a democracy. We're in a republic.
Well, in a democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner.
Yeah, and if you're the sheep, you're on the bad end of the democracy.
Absolutely.
So we need to keep that in mind. That was what you saw with the Terry Schiavo case in Florida, in my opinion, personally, was a democracy in action. This guy was the sheep, and the wolves were all deciding what was going to happen to her, and she had no say-so. I mean, you know.
I would state it a bit differently, Sam. I would say that one of the functions of a legitimate government is to protect innocent human life.
Absolutely.
And the government did not fulfill its function in Florida with Terry Schiavo.
No.
They did not protect innocent human life.
Absolutely not. But, you know, there's so much to this that's, you know, that doesn't meet the eye. And see, the thing is, What I'm hoping that Lamar will get a chance to research on is this whole pretext of why we're in Iraq is a sham to begin with, because if you go up to newamericancentury.org, I mean, they fully admit how they needed a Pearl Harbor event, there's 9/11, as a pretext for this war in Iraq. And the more you look into these buildings coming down, whether it was the Oklahoma City bombing or this business with the World Trade Center, controlled demolition keeps coming up more and more and more in these things, because there's no way no way in God's creation that that building could have been knocked down by planes. I mean, if they're that delicate that they could be knocked down by planes, I don't want to be in them. And I've been in the Sears Tower, and I got news for you. It's going to take a heck of a lot more than planes to knock the Sears Tower over, you know.
Well, there's two of those buildings in the World Trade Complex, which was, what, 11, 12 acres. I think it was World Trade 7 and World Trade 5. One blew up and the other one burned down. And neither one was ever touched by airplanes or spilling airplane fuel, which is only kerosene, by the way.
Yeah.
And then this one that blew up in front of tens of millions of people, as we used to say, live on nationwide TV. And it's like it never happened, Sam.
Yeah, I know. Nobody's talking about Tower Number 7. And then, of course, there's the issue of the molten steel that was in the basement months after the buildings came down. The only way, in my personal opinion, you could do that, and I'm not an explosives expert by any stretch, but you would have to have some sort of continuing ignition to keep that heat going down there. And
well, let me give you a heads up, and you can talk to any man or woman with professional fire training. First of all, Sam, all jet fuel is kerosene.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all it is. It's nothing else. There's nothing special about jet fuel. It's refined kerosene. And it can't get burned. It can't get enough degrees Fahrenheit to even make structural steel soft, let alone melt it into a puddle of liquid steel. It simply can't do that.
Right.
It can't. And it defies the laws of physics to believe that it can.
Well, to me, the only thing I could think of that could keep a sustained heat like that going for months would be some sort of nuclear.
Well, there's possibilities, and you know that without a doubt, the World Trade Center, those 11 acres, was the site of the worst crime scene in the history of this country. There was never any independent forensics people in that crime scene. The New York City Fire Department did not conduct the normal forensics they would for a dumpster fire. They were prevented from doing so.
Yeah.
This is incredible. The worst crime scene, and this is a program dedicated to law enforcement, the worst crime scene in the history of the United States of America did not have forensics people on the scene doing what they normally do. That's just beyond imagination.
Well, I know certainly, John, if I were a detective, which I'm not, I mean, you've had more work in this than I will ever see, but is it not the function of an investigator, when he smells a rat, particularly with the kind of cover-ups that were going on, your only conclusion would have to be to start looking at possible insiders within our government and various other places as suspects, because why would they cover it up?
Sam, let me tell you something, Sam. Hold on here.
Okay.
Anybody involved in law enforcement for more than a year or two, they know that the most common thing you find in crime is conspiracies. And all a conspiracy is two or more people agreeing to commit a crime. That's all a conspiracy is.
Absolutely.
And that is incredibly common, everyday occurrence, hundreds of times, every day of the week, somewhere in this country. Conspiracies in crime are very, very common, the norm, the expected thing.
Absolutely. And I just thought I would run a lot of this stuff out there because I know every day there's new listeners that are tuning in. They know something's wrong. And, you know, if there's people that are suspecting some of this stuff, you know, you're not off base because there's a lot of us out here that know something's terribly wrong. And just understand that there's a lot more people out here who have an idea of what happened. Even if we don't know clear down to the exact last letter, we know that something stinks. And anytime you have the kind of cover-up like we had in Oklahoma City and like we had in the World Trade Center disaster, you can bet. I know if I were certainly snooping around, and I can remember, John, when I was growing up as a kid, when I did something wrong and I was trying to cover it up, my mom knew right away.
Oh, sure.
You're lying to me.
Absolutely. Let's change topic here, Sam. How about micro-broadcasting?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, for those who don't know, micro-broadcasting is a way for individuals, for a minimal investment, and we're looking at less than $500 possibly, Sam?
It's getting down. It depends on how much power you want to run, but if you, let's say if you live in a real heavily populated area and you want to put on a little one-watt transmitter, yeah, you could probably do it for about that.
And okay. It's a way to spread the news, get Republic Broadcasting, RBN, out there for people to hear it, especially in a densely populated area of a city or a suburban area, and get this message out where people can tune in on a FM or AM radio, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And it's very, very, you can have the same quality of station as the big guys on the dial. You get equipment from a reputable place, and you can do a lot with surprisingly little power. I mean, it's not
little power, little money, and not a whole lot of engineering expertise.
Yeah, in fact, it's getting even better and better all the time, John. There's more and more new pieces of equipment coming out that take the guesswork out of putting stations on the air. If you want to look, go to the www.NationalAssociationOfMicroBroadcasters.
And if you forget that, I've got a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I've got a link to the National Micro Broadcasters. We need to get Republic Broadcasting out there where people can hear it all over the country, and this is an inexpensive way. I know we have listeners out there who make tapes, who print up pamphlets, but putting ink on paper is 500-year-old technology. We need to give micro broadcasting stations spread out all over this country so people can hear Republic Broadcasting live.
Absolutely. And one other thing, John, I'll point out real quick, because I know John Stantmiller was on earlier talking about the dire consequences or the dire circumstances that Republic is in. A lot of you may or may not know that John had a motorcycle accident here recently, and that's really messed things up for them as far as being behind on bills and everything else, because John's been gone for quite a while. So,
back in the saddle. He was off for about 4 weeks mending broken bones, and they're still mending, but he's a good trooper, and he's in there in the station despite the pain while he's still recovering and getting everything squared away.
Yeah, and he's commenting about how they're hoping to get some help in getting things up to date as far as their bills and stuff. So I guess the best thing to do, if people have it, to donate to the network, go ahead and do that. And at the same time, if you can swing it, get a station on so the network can be heard, because the regular media is not going to broadcast this kind of information. They're politically correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's all I got, John. Keep up
the
good
work. Thank you, Sam.
Blessings.
Okay, we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Sam is a micro broadcaster, and he's here in my home state of Missouri. The call in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. Alex, are you there again?
Yes, I am.
Good to hear from you.
You bet. I only call that once a month, but twice in the same week. But you're sitting in for my good buddy Jack Shove. Remember that time I had you and Jack on at the same time? Or
yes,
was
sir.
It you and Craig Roberts?
I think it was Craig and I, yeah.
Yeah, but no, the reason I called in is several things you said spurred me. You know, if we go to the PNAC documents, the main reason wasn't just oil. The globalists said we need Iraq as a military launch base to invade other countries, but not just that. Bush said, and so did Cheney, that there's a war going on. The people tend to blindly support the president with things like the Patriot Act and Homeland Security and checkpoints in the middle of nowhere that do nothing to stop.
Actually, the public outcry against the Patriot Act has been very gratifying. What's it now? Hundreds of local communities.
400 cities in 7 states.
Hundreds have publicly stated they're against it. That's
gratifying. One thing I called in about, and I want to get your comment on that. But earlier I called in the Stantmiller show, and they had somebody sitting in on it, and I had to go into the drugstore and get something for a sick kid. And when I came back out, I heard some locals calling in, who I actually know, both of them. One of them's a record driver who just hates my guts. And I heard him saying how DU isn't bad for you, and how I'm a big liar putting out propaganda. And I know, you know, you were in the military, and you're an expert in a lot of different munitions and things. I've interviewed Dr. Doug Rocky, who was the head for the Pentagon of the DU program.
Right.
I've interviewed, like, literally 10 other scientists over the years. The heavy metal toxicity alone is deadly. Then, once it deposits in the lungs, it's not very radioactive, but it has a high aggregate effect. Well, I heard the guy go, well, I got a friend who's a tanker, and he wears a radiation meter, you know, strap on his arm, and they sent me that back from Iraq, and he doesn't have a problem. Well, folks, we're not saying they're going to have a problem. What happens is when they shoot one of these SABOs from the Abrams, or now it's even in small munitions, into something, it aerosolizes into a powder, and that's deadly. Mr. Moore, is DU deadly when you breathe it? Is it bad?
As far as I know, it is. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Well, according to these people, it's just all made up. It's not bad, and I'm a liar. And, you know, Dr. Rocky's almost dead from this stuff. I just talked to him 2 days ago. I mean, he's seriously ill. About half his team have died from the first Gulf War that worked on these sites.
Oh, they were inspecting these blown-up tanks, weren't they?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, but I guess Rocky's not a patriot. I guess he's trying to tear down our troops. That's what the guy was saying.
Well, Alex, there's a lot of ignorance out there and a lot of people who will believe what the government tells them to be the truth. And that's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
But, I mean, even the New York Daily News did blood tests of the troops and found they had upwards of 2 rems of radiation in them and that it's deadly.
Absolutely. Alex, thank you for your call.
Hey, you bet.
We appreciate it. Okay. The call number is 800-313-9443. Back after the break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore substituting for Officer Jack McLam. If you're interested in some firearms-related videos, check out my website, thelibertyman.com. Chester from the USA. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Hey, I swear it just blew out of my mind. Alex was just on there,
yes,
and
sir.
I agree with him 100%. And if you're listening, Alex, I would say, just the people I've talked to, agree with you 100%, and I talked to quite a few people. So you just remember Chester Drawers said that. Thank
okay.
you, sir.
Thank you, Chester. Jeff from Texas, are you there, sir?
Yeah, hi, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to throw together two news stories that came out in the last couple of weeks that I'd like people to just put together in their heads. One was on July 9th, disappeared in WorldNet Daily and a couple other publications. Intel analyst attack on U.S. imminent. This is this former Israeli agent that said he expected some kind of nuclear attack in the next 90
right.
days.
Right. right.
Well, another one that came out more recently that I haven't heard anybody talk about, the copy I have of it is the Jewish Agency for Israel, Jaffe.org. And this came out on 6th of July, but it was an announcement that on the 12th of July, two separate chartered LL flights, jumbo jets, were going to fly out a record number of Jews to Israel permanently, like 3,200 people, I guess, throughout the summer. I think that's pretty alarming given that previous threat.
Well, these threats are and rumors are flying about nuclear weapons going off in this country in the next few weeks, possibly August 6th, possibly some other dates. And the rumors are definitely flying, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen speculation that a lot of these Jews coming on these LL flights are, you know, many of them are Israeli agents that the country is getting out of the U.S. while they still can before the, you know, before the hammer drops. But I would just encourage people to be extremely
wary. It's always good to be cautious.
Keep their powder dry. All right, thanks
Thank
a lot.
You. Okay, last call. Dylan from Texas.
This is Dylan in Texas, Mon.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that Republic Broadcasting really needs support right now. I scraped up every last penny that I'm going to contribute tomorrow. John Stadmiller was on the other day asking for support. They're really in a bind right now, and this is including all the people who may have posted or called in that I disagree with. This RBN is the best thing on the air, and that includes the people I disagree with. And we just don't have this type of programming. This is a godsend.
When I was recruited to work on this station, Dylan, and I spoke to John Stadmiller, he said he exercises no editorial content at all. I could talk about anything I wanted. That's highly unusual. Highly unusual.
Where else can you get that?
It's on a national, international show. It's almost unheard of.
It's just, you can't get in Rush Limbaugh, Nightly News, back of a taxi. You just can't get it.
No. You go to my website, you'll see I've had personal experience with this. The national, I've been on Fox News a couple of times. I was on there with Colonel Hackworth. There are some things you simply can't talk about on national programs. Dylan, thank you for your call.
God bless you.
Okay. Quick hour. I had fun. I hope you all had fun. RBN does need your financial support. Please go to the website, learn how to make a contribution. That would be very, very helpful to keep a valuable resource on the air, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening, and God bless America.
Is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.